Welcome to Donor Audio Interview 2779.
Identify a person who had a significant influence on you and explain the influence.
I'd say my dad. I'm from a family of like a lot of academia, and he inspired me to like be like him and get involved in sports and all. So I'd say my dad.
What do you aspire to be?
I want to be a successful stockbroker and probably make a lot of money by the time I'm 30.
Yeah. How would you describe yourself as a human being?
I get along well with people, a lot of friends. I think I'm a bit sensitive though at times. That's it.
What makes you smile?
My girlfriend. I love her.
What types of things make you happy?
Being with my family, friends, watching soccer makes me happy.
What type of things make you sad?
When people try to like cheat off me, and like the people I trust, when it doesn't go down well with them, it makes me sad.
Describe the world you come from and how that world shaped who you are.
Like I said, I come from like a family of academia. They have me like, I love studying, like I love working on my major, that's finance, and that's basically because of my family.
Does any specific attribute, quality, or skill distinguish you from everyone else? How did you develop this attribute?
I think I'm a good singer. I may do it professionally if I find time, but I don't know for now if it's going to distinguish me from the others, but I think it could in the future.
What do you think are the most admirable qualities a person can have and why?
I'd say should have a good personality, like good communication skills, should know how to get along with people even if you don't like them. That's very important in life.
What quality do you like best in yourself, and what do you like least?
I make friends really easily. That's the quality I like in myself. That's also the one I don't like in myself. So that could go down a bit negatively too.
What kind of values did your parents instill in you that you would like to pass on to your own children?
I like to pass on to my children that we need to respect everyone around us. Doesn't matter if they're like younger than you or older, they make more money than you or not. You just have to respect everyone around you.
Tell me how you like to spend time with your family.
We usually go out fishing. I love watching soccer with my dad. And my mom used to like take me to dance lessons when I was a kid. So I think I remembered that as a family time. That's it.
Tell me about the most cherished present you ever received for your birthday or holiday, and tell me why this gift was so special.
I received a car on my 18th birthday from my dad. I think that was really special for me because at that time my dad wasn't doing really well financially, but then he pulled some strings. He worked hard to get me that because I've been asking for that like for a couple of years.
Tell me about some activities you enjoyed in your childhood.
I played a lot of sports. I was very good at soccer and swimming. That's pretty much what I did throughout my childhood.
What is your favorite book? What type of books do you enjoy? Do you have a favorite literary character?
I've been a fan of Harry Potter. That's probably my favorite book. That's probably my favorite character too.
What was the last book you read? Who was your favorite character? Movie you saw? Did you like it? And what type of sports do you like to watch?
I don't remember the last book I read, but last movie I saw was 21 Jump Street. I liked it. It was funny. And I love watching soccer and football. I watch basketball on occasions too, but that's it.
What do you do for fun? What are your hobbies?
I usually chill with my friends, watch some soccer game or play on Xbox. That's usually what I do.
Has anyone ever told you that you resemble a particular celebrity?
Not really.
Evaluate a significant experience, achievement, risk you have taken, or ethical dilemma you have faced and its impact on you.
I had something come up recently. One of the people at work who's working under me stole something, and I knew about it and didn't report it to my superiors. I think that was kind of an ethical dilemma, but I mean, I did feel bad, so I probably know now I won't let it happen again. I'm probably going to report it next time.
Choose a prominent person, either living, deceased, or fictional, whom you would like to interview and explain why.
I really admire Sir Richard Branson. He's a big business tycoon. I want to ask him how he got into, because he had nothing when he started business. I've read books about him. I want to know how he made that much money, and he owns like 400 companies. So I'm kind of impressed by that.
First experiences can be defining. Cite a first experience that you have had and explain its impact on you.
My first experience swimming was horrible. My coach just threw me in the water, like, wanted me to, like, get to the wall. I struggled, but, yeah, I made it. That kind of, it stuck in my head that you always struggle initially, but then you get there. So I think that was an important lesson for me.
Of everything in the world, what would you like to be doing right now?
I'd be selling stocks, making a lot of money right now, if I could.
Where would you like to be the most?
I'd like to be with my family right now. I haven't seen them in like a year now. Kind of miss them.
Who would you prefer to be with at this moment?
Same with my family. I miss them a lot. I'm getting a bit homesick these days, so yeah, I want to see them soon.
What is your approach to life?
I think you just have to put in a lot of hard work in every aspect of your life. It's work or family, you gotta like put in a lot of time and patience with them too.
What was the most difficult time in your life? How did you overcome these difficulties? How did your perspective on life change as a result of the difficulty?
I think the most difficult time of my life was one of my really close friends passed away last year. And that kind of hit me that I should be in touch with everyone. I started like talking to all my friends from high school, and I've been in touch with them since then.
Describe your most rewarding experience.
My high school grades. My dad was really happy with that. That's how they got the car too. He was really happy. I did a good job in high school. That was the recent one I remember.
Did you have a favorite board game when you were a kid?
Yeah, I used to play Monopoly with my cousins all the time. That was my favorite board game.
Who is your favorite actor?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
What is your favorite dinner?
Pasta. I love pasta. I could eat it 24/7.
What is the craziest thing you have ever done?
I went skydiving a couple summers ago. I think that was the craziest thing I've done till now.
What is the first thing you do in the morning?
I pray to God. That's the first thing I do in the morning.
What is something you wish you could do, but you can't?
I wish I was a successful football player. I don't think I can do it, though.
You are majoring in finance. When did you first become interested in this field?
I've always been interested in finance and numbers. I mean, ever since I started playing Monopoly with my cousins, I think that was the first time I got pushed towards this field.
What are your plans upon graduation?
I plan to work in an entry-level position for some time, move up the ladder for a couple of years, or three, and then go to grad school.
If you could choose any career, what would you be?
I'd be a singer if I could choose what I want to be.
If you could take a snapshot of your life 10 years from now, what would you be doing in relation to work, family, and travel?
I hope I would have made a lot of money by then, would have had a successful marriage. college, would have kids by then. Could be a good life.
Tell me what you would consider a romantic evening.
My girlfriend finds it really good when I take her out to like dinners, and then we usually go to the river here in our city and take a walk close to that. But I think that's what she likes. I think that's a romantic evening for her.
What qualities do you look for in a potential mate?
Should be successful, should be smart, good looking.
What is the nicest thing you could do for your significant other?
Nicest thing would be always be there for her, never be busy like or try to like blow her off or something at any point.
Why did you decide to participate in this donor program?
I'm studying right now. I needed some money. Also, I've read about people who aren't able to like conceive, so I think it's a way I can help them too.
This concludes Donor Audio Interview 2779.